This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love that tournament, man.
That's a bucket lister for me. I got to go to that thing at some point.
So I don't need to go.
Okay.
And it's funny. I've been bouncing around because I do want to go to the French Open, and I am going to go to the French Open here pretty soon.
I know you're excited about that.
And there are a few places. I haven't been to Fenway Park, and I got a good friend.
You ever been to Fenway?
I have not been to Fenway Park, and for some reason, that's right there.
Huh. You've been to Wrigley, right?
I have.
Okay. Yankee Stadium, I assume
you've
been to.
Well, I got the free trip.
Fenway's on my list, too.
Thanks to the Marlins, I've been able to to see.
So, but the Masters is one of those that, like, I just want to go walk the course and have the sandwich and
get the little hat from the store. And it's the only tournament that I feel like I know every amen corner to the finishing holes, to the tough holes, and where the water is and where the ball needs to go, and feeling the pressure. Especially not just Thursday and Friday, you got to make the cut, but especially on Sunday to see how everybody holds up, right? Who's going to choke or who's going to tighten up and who makes a bogey. And it's just fun, man. And you know all the characters. And I got to tell you, the final thing that makes this so cool is we still have the LIV folks. And you know they want to win as many of these majors, too. They're trying to stay relevant in their three-day tournament and playing shorts and music and, you know, completely different than the other tour. And they all got big, fat checks. All those guys, Rahm, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, those guys got $100-plus million checks to join that. Go with the Saudis on that money.
I didn't know which direction you were going on that one last cool thing. I thought you were going to say that we could bet on it on the Hard Rock app.
Well, I'm guessing you can, but Scheffler and McIlroy.
That's the cool part of it.
It's going to be fun. Morikawa, the Golden Bear, all those guys, man. So I just really look forward to it and watching as much as I can and still –
still dealing with this Tyreek situation.
No, deal with this, man.
So I have the text line up in front of me, and it's like I can't get away from it here. These questions are actually really good questions. Like someone asked, does anyone in the media down here ever ask any good questions or semi-tough ones? I don't what more, like, what do you want to ask at this point? And they'll get Chris Greer in 2 weeks. He's got to talk. Don't they do a pre-draft presser, too?
Yes, I think they do. But Chris Greer's talking coming up Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, Tuesday.
What more can he say?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Not that I care what he says anymore anyway.
Well, first of all, it just happened. And second of all, the team just took off the police report. No arrests were made. Case has been closed. You know, the Dolphins are going, damn, we sure are glad to be able to put that in that release. And goes, man, that's good news right there. Like, okay, guys, it's done. And everybody's going, oh, hell no, it's not done. No, no, no. It's the same frigging guy. This guy, We could do a full show since he's been here on some of the things. I got to tell you, like, these things don't happen. The big girl getting blocked, then getting carried up and having sex with her, then opening day, like, you're finding out two hours before the game, and you're going, oh, by the way, and I thought somebody pranked me and went, wow, I can't believe Tyreek would go that low and somebody would put a video of him down on getting handcuffed outside the stadium. Yeah. Is this some kind of joke? No, it really happened. So, and then all the stuff at the end of the year. I'm out, I'm done, and I'm going, did he say he wants to be traded? He wants out of here? And then, you know, get me some more dogs. I want to play with Beth. You know, and it's just like,
You know what the sad part
is? I got tired just telling you that. I just put my head down.
If he would have gone for damn near 2,000 yards again last season, I'm guessing the tune of people would be a little bit different this morning.
Doesn't matter. He's still the best player on your football team.
I know, but he's not. He had a rough season, and he's relatively toxic in the locker room. If he almost went for 2,000 again,
not all his fault,
Joe. If he was still the best receiver in football and he was pushing 2,000 yards last year and all that good stuff, right? I think people would be a little bit different this morning with their takes on it.
I'll bet if you did a poll right now,
out
with husbands and wives and kids in the car and anybody listening to us here on AM or on the podcast this morning, I'm guessing most people will go, well, no arrests were made. Case has been closed. He is our best player.
Well,
he gives us a better chance to win. There's no question about that.
So where do you draw the line on that, I guess, is the question this morning. Where do you draw the line on wanting to
win? Well, he wants to see his daughter. He wants to see more of his daughter.
So where do you draw the line?
I don't know. Did he say he wanted more, or she said he needs to see more of his daughter? Now I'm confused.
I think he said he's entitled to see her or something like that. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. Look, when the police get involved, it's not good. It's just not good.
When your mother-in-law makes a call, that's not good. That's not good, and God, this team, man. This team.
It's one of the top stories on ESPN.
I know. Boy, it
top
shot,
stories
it,
on
it,
TMZ.
It shot to number one. I'm not sure Messi with two goals last night. And usually when Messi has a couple of goals and has a great game like he did last night, that thing fires to the top. And Luka, the Luka story last night, going back to Dallas, goes for 45, emotional. As an introduction, and they put together this video. He was with kids and hitting big shots and loving Dallas. And
so that actually, so if you look at the top headlines on ESPN right now, like, that is the top story. And they actually have a GM who's despised more than Chris Greer, and it's not even close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy that got rid of Luka will have that for a
while. This would be like,
he was hiding in the tunnel with like 17 security guys with him.
I mean, this is the equivalent of like trading away Dwayne Wade in his prime. Like, he was so emotional. I've never seen a guy that wanted to be in a city that
badly. He got introduced, had his head down, and he had everybody around him. He lost it.
He really wanted to be there.
I thought he was going to be a mess for the game. Guy goes out and
he torched
like
him.
8 of 12 to start the game. I thought he was going to go for 60.
he had 45 points. He almost had a triple-double.
30 at the half.
Yeah.
Just crazy, crazy game. By the way, the Heat, not that anybody cares. I know right now everybody's on one of our biggest name athletes who just he just can't keep his name out of the paper. So frustrating. It's so frustrating.
I got that call from you yesterday after I got in the text. All my buddies are talking about it. I get the call from you, go, did you see it? Yep.
So there's people over in the Dolphins organization said I've been way too over the top on them, and then this stuff happens, and I want to just call individuals over there and just let it rip. I really do. Like, what are we doing, man?
What's going on? Why are you over the top? Oh. Well, the guy's done a lot of bad stuff, man.
No. This not Tyreek Hill. We're the team in general. Yeah.
Oh, you're over the top? You're the problem? They haven't won a playoff game in a quarter century, and you're the problem?
No, I'm not the problem.
Yeah, because you have a lot to do with that.
I've never picked a player. I've had some thoughts, and thank God they didn't listen to me around the draft, because we'd have had some really bad teams if we were taking some of the guys. I'm very honest about that.
You're not paid to do that, though.
You know how we come back and you'll go, hey, that was a great idea, man. Odell Beckham. That was way to get a third receiver, man.
That's okay.
I didn't know he checked out on us.
You're not in
Somebody
that
said
business.
He's trying to get healthy and play again. I'm like, great. By the way, call the Dolphins before you do that.
But that's not your business, man. That's not what you're paid to
no.
do.
No.
It's, you're paid to sit there and second guess and critique.
Give my opinion, which is not apparently not a very smart one. Whatever my opinion is, it hasn't been great.
Look, there's one fact that they can't ignore, and that's that they haven't won a playoff game in a quarter century.
Yeah, but on top of that,
they're all alone in that.
All the good players you have, you need if you're going to have a chance. You need all those key guys to stay healthy and play at their best. Chris Perkins been on this thing. We need our best players to play their best and stop talking about all the other guys. We need those guys to play like top 50 players in the NFL. We need them to all play at a high level. And I think everybody agrees Tyreek Hill is still our best player. You could debate a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball. But it's just, it's always something. Like the list of things. I mean, the big girl is going to be a classic. What she was, 250? She said she was 250. I'm not getting on her. Between 250
she said
and
that?
300. Yeah, she admitted. That's
between 250 and 300?
Anyway, they were in some
it's a
drill.
Widespread there.
They were in some drill.
Let's steer clear of that one.
How strong is he to walk her up? Put
yeah,
her on the
yeah,
shoulder,
no, he's got
put
strong.
Put her on the
yeah.
back.
Have you seen his legs?
Yeah, no, he's
got those calves.
No,
bro.
No, he's strong as can be.
That's calves. That's
be able to pick her up.
It, the glutes?
Take her to the bedroom up
oh,
top.
Oh, yeah, piggyback there.
That's powerful.
That's a big house too. There's a lot of stairs in that thing.
She goes, and by the way, they're going through this whole thing, and she goes, yeah, you know, he felt bad for me, so we had sex, and then you know what? We got up in the morning, we had sex again.
Yeah,
and you're suing him.
That, by the way, is an all-time weird story. That is really a weird one, man.
He's in. You can't. I will tell you, for entertainment purposes, for this show.
Yeah.
I can't.
But nothing in that story adds up, right?
Nothing in these stories adds up.
You break your leg.
We got things happening. You think there's going to be another guy get arrested right before the opener, home opener of the season, and people are scrambling around? I got to tell you, they don't pay Ann enough money. Let me just start with that. I know you're going, who's Ann, head of communications? Ann, if you're listening at 7:16 in the morning, and I mean this, and I've sent her a text, and I've said this, you are unbelievable, and they need to double or triple your pay from some of the things from the soccer event where the Colombians overtook. Was that the Colombians that took? It was Colombians, right?
The soccer?
Yeah. They went through and they were knocking people down and destroying. And
they're climbing through the vents, yeah.
Yeah. Good-looking women climbing up there half naked. And then, like, all this other stuff that goes on. Like,
yeah.
She goes on vacation, and she's checking in daily. Like, anything happened today?
Yeah, her vacations must suck.
You're on call. You know that. Yeah. When do I get a vacation? We're all on call.
After we trade Tyreek. That's when she can take some time off.
Man, you know what? He's not. He's got a big
Is there anyone you feel bad for in this scenario? Like, I've told you many times,
so
I feel bad for Mike McDaniel.
I've seen the really good Tyreek. I've seen that guy, and I know they've all seen it, and they go, yeah, but, you know, they're all talking this morning. They're having that cup of coffee, and they're all over there sitting and talking, and they're having meetings everywhere, right? Everybody, and they're getting everybody involved, and, oh, God, here we go again, and how are we going to handle this one, and all that stuff.
You don't handle it, right?
And the guys are going, you know, he's got a really good personality. We've seen that side. When he does get out there, he outworks everybody. And we've seen him in game day and how good he was those first 2 years and even at times last year. And then we
do you
get
feel,
the other stuff.
Do you feel bad at all for Mike in all this, though? Because Mike tried this approach where I'm going to be
Mike.
One of the guys. I'm going to treat the players like you know with respect, like I'm one of them, and they've crapped all over him.
Tyreek craps all over Mike.
A lot
Mike,
of those guys seem to have.
And
though.
Mike takes it and says it's okay.
I do feel for him.
He's my guy, and I think Tyreek spills his guts to him. And Mike goes, "I understand, you know. Just hang in there, man. You got to believe in. I'm going to get you the ball again. We're going to build this thing. We're sitting there actually putting the Tyreek Hill passing offense together as we speak." And all this stuff. Anyway, hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Kim Bocamper just in the house here. I got to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Oh, my gosh, at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, if you own a business and you're looking to sell, there's no better person than the main man, Anthony Caliendo, to sell your business faster, get you the most cash. He's a marketing machine. It starts with marketing. If he doesn't already have names of people that want to buy your business, and he's got a list of people looking to buy businesses just like yours, no matter what size, no matter how specialized they are. Hey, I just got to ask you this. If you've owned this business for a while and you're tired of the stress and you're tired of the risk and you're tired of the competition and you're tired of the employees, are you just tired of being tired? Well, listen, if you are, it's time to call Anthony Caliendo, the main man. He's going to find a buyer. There's a buyer out there for you here in South Florida. A lot of people have moved here and they're looking to buy businesses just like yours. Go to 1-800 the main man. He specializes in getting you the most money. He'll also do the free valuation where you sit down and find out what your business is worth. You guys come to an agreement and he's off and running aggressively to get it done, to get the perfect match for you and the new buyer, to all everybody to be happy. The 1-800, the main man, that's 1-800, the main man, that's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or visit the web at themainman.com. You will deal directly with the main man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning to everybody out there. Kim Bocamper, what a day for Bo to come in here and join the Tyreek Hill party.
The Tyreek, I didn't heard about that yet.
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
I think you were talking about Woody being back in business.
By the way, Woody. Huh? And nice to have Woody back, man.
Woody's off the wife sitting.
Nice to be back.
Situation. I hope your wife's doing well.
She is. She's doing a lot better, right, Woody?
Yeah.
Good,
she's
man.
There. Yep. Thank
Probably
you.
Doing a lot better since you're out of the house.
That is true.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
That probably helps a little bit, too.
Helps the energy in the house.
Hey, before we get going on this, ball, I want to read this stuff, and we got tons of text messages coming in, 305-567-0560. Somebody I really respect. Man, what a train wreck. He'll cost them both their jobs. This is why when a guy tells you he doesn't want to be part of the team anymore, you give him exactly what he wants, and he quits on you at the very end of it without getting into everything.
Yeah. No, it's – so, look, Joe, we were just in here last week. When I came in last week, that was when Dave Hyde – or was – no, that was when – who was in here with you?
Omar. It was Omar Day.
Omar Day. And we were talking about, why is it always the wide receivers? Remember we were talking about why is it always the wide receivers that muddy the waters? You know, you rarely hear an offensive lineman.
No, we've had two of them with our organization that have outdone everybody. Yeah. Brandon Marshall and Tyreek.
Well, you go back to Durrell. Even Durrell was a disruptor, you know. I mean, so but it's, you look across the league, the Terrell Owens is all those
guys. On,
but here we are and
but we got one guy. Is it that hard, Bo? I missing some? Is it that hard to have an off season with no drama?
No.
Whether it's a big girl carrying up, having sex with her, where you had her kid in your camp to
breaking a girl's leg for and then going up and taking her upstairs and providing a little medicine to her, whatever, an injection.
By the way,
I don't know what to call it.
Can I get a little more of that in the morning too?
I mean, my gosh, but yeah. I don't know that this organization.
What do you do,
Mike? And Chris, they got a dilemma.
This is going to come down to Mr. Ross.
First of all, let's talk about the player and how he fits in with the team, or maybe doesn't fit in with the team now. You know, you're not going to get top value for him now. You got damaged goods.
Nope.
Over and over and over and over again.
Right. Now it's a four or five.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so anybody. Any organization that may reach out for him is going to know there's a little demon somewhere in there that's going to show up.
It doesn't go away just because he's out of South Florida.
No,
they had it in Kansas City.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, this is
his deal with women, by the way, too. I don't know what the deal with women is.
Well,
maybe he ought to just stay single for a while.
I mean,
get on the dating scene.
I mean. Look, I'm not spreading rumors. It's been in the papers. You know, five kids in 1 year. I don't even know how you do that.
I
had five kids in 1 year, I'd be in a grave
you
right
ain't
now.
Rapping it's really easy.
Say, you want to explain that how that works?
No, I know how it works. I don't know how you manage
if
it.
If you ran out of,
I don't know how you manage.
Hey, you got good swimmers.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, you got to have multiple. You know, with a bun in the oven, and then you're still. I don't know. I don't get it. But that being said, I don't know. So value-wise, you know.
He's your best player on the team.
No doubt.
And they don't want to get rid of him.
No.
They went to work today, and I can still hear Mike going, I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the offense, I got this two deep thing. I got to figure it out with Slowick and the guys. We got in.
So that's the other thing. From a strategic standpoint as a team, you know Mike and his staff all off season have been trying to figure out a way to get back to that
deeper
offense of 2 years ago.
Yeah, explosive
that big
plays.
Explosive downfield offense instead of the little screen passes here and there and all
on
this
third and one
third and all those types of things. So we had Dave Wannstedt on not too long ago, right? And you remember Dave? You know Dave's here, and you know he's building everything around Ricky Williams, right? And then a week before training camp or 2 weeks before training camp, I'm out.
Ripped out.
I'm out.
He
I'm
goes,
out.
What?
Now you got to change your whole. And I remember the time some reporter asked him, "Hey, are you gonna have to change your offense?" No, we're just gonna run the same offense. We're gonna plug in whoever we got.
The next guy,
and that didn't work very well.
Yeah, next guy didn't look like
next
Ricky.
Guy didn't look like Ricky Williams. So the Dolphins are in a similar situation, but you've also got to, you know, determine do we want him bad enough to keep him with all the. You know, with everything that comes along with them,
you can add the hole to the defensive tackle, the guard, the cornerback, the safety.
Yep.
And you can put wide receiver on that list.
Yep.
Because
of
drop off.
You'd have to.
You agree he's the best player on the team?
No doubt. I mean, you know, production wise last year
wasn't great.
Well, but
it wasn't all his fault.
It wasn't all his fault, but the how that offense was going at that time, created angst with him. You know, he gets that, I'm not getting the ball. I'm not there, you know. you know,
he did like three catches, 28 yards.
Not running this route as well as late in the game. I'm just kind of rounding my routes off and just doing this and that.
Houston game, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I don't know. I mean, this team, boy, it just seems like every time you start feeling like, okay, we're in a pretty good position.
Can you imagine?
Someone whacks you in the back of the head with a bat.
Can you imagine what it was like last night when those phone calls are being made?
Well, I think they came before last night.
You believe they knew before?
Well, look.
Hoping that thing wouldn't leak out.
If I'm wrong, tell me. But I remember waking up, I think, Monday or maybe it was Tuesday, reading in the paper, all of a sudden, teams are interested in Tyreek again.
By the way, it is amazing.
What is this? I thought that was dead and buried for a while. And then all of a sudden it sprouts up 2 days, 3 days ago. And then you get the news yesterday that this was. So they knew, believe me, supposedly it occurred on Monday, right?
Yes.
If that thing occurred on Monday, the Dolphins knew about it Monday, right?
Probably, yes.
Monday.
Drew's job.
They've
and the
got
security
enough feelers out
and
there.
Larry, those guys probably had a good idea.
Good
was
idea.
Going on.
And
police
so,
to police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you're holding your breath that it doesn't come out, but it comes out. But
you're right. You know, I was thinking about that. You came in this morning, and I was glad. This is weird. I was looking at Tyreek news and Dolphin news, and like, they're saying the Eagles are interested,
right,
and all these teams are interested in going, we can get him on the cheap. And so does this change things? If they're just finding out, I could tell you the value doesn't go up when you're getting in trouble all the time.
Few, you know, I think that security network with the NFL is pretty tight. And if something happened, I wouldn't doubt that Monday night a handful of other teams knew what was going on.
Maybe.
And then they say, hey, let's – you know, while the fire's burning,
you are right about
while
that.
The fire's burning, let's throw our, you know, throw 2 cents into this.
Boy, I got to tell you, it's just so frustrating. Whatever the story is, like, he just has things happen that,
you know,
I've never seen happen in our organization. Yeah. And Brandon Marshall did some crazy ass stuff.
Yeah,
running through the airport without paying his bill to the cab guy and trying to get away.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
The knife fight he had with the wife, now ex-wife. We tried to cover that one up.
Well, yeah, and that, you know, and the one that the one that I saw, I think, I don't know how many people saw it.
I love
was
this
the,
one.
Was the, so it, I don't know who the hell we were playing, but we're down in that west or east, what the west end zone or the east end zone, right? Oh, no, the west end zone. And we're in the, you know, the red zone. He throws a touchdown. Was it Wes Welker or somebody? So he throws a touchdown. We go ahead, and the team's all jumping up and down. And you look at Brandon, he is steaming because he was wide open, and they didn't throw him the ball.
Right.
And so I'm just watching him, and I'm every, you know, meanwhile, everyone's like, why not the celebration? I'm watching him. Brandon picks up a ball, walks over towards the bench, and just flings it over the bench. And Mr. Ross is standing there with some guy. And you know he's not standing there with, like, you know, Joe Blow, you know.
Right.
It's somebody that he's trying to swing a deal with or whatever. Hits the guy right in the freaking head with the ball. And I'm going, oh, my God.
And the guy's – and Mr. Ross, who was that?
Mr. Ross is about shaking his hand, and all of a sudden the guy's wham. How'd you like your experience on the sideline?
Hey, Bo. You just got to laugh about some of this stuff.
No.
You can't make it up 2 weeks before the draft, man.
But it's always in the wide receiver room, man. Always in the wide receiver room.
It does. It just seems like it just never, ever stops. It's just absolutely crazy, man. You're right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Stuff you just can't make up, folks, as we continue. Tyreek Hill last night. Just so you know, no arrests were made, to be fair, and the case has been closed. But, there's crazy stuff. By the way, somehow, amazingly, somebody had video. I'm watching six
that.
Or seven, and there's video.
I told you my theory
he's got,
on that.
He's got the kid, and the kid's going out, and I guess the mother-in-law thought, well, I don't know what you think, he's going to throw the kid over the top of the...
I think TMZ planted a camera
Jackson?
Out there because they knew he was due.
Oh, you think they're, like, following him around?
I think they had a camera out there. Let's focus thing on the balcony because Tyreek Hill is probably due. And it happened at Sunny Isles, too. Isn't that where Antonio Brown threw all the furniture?
Well, now –
So maybe they just planted cameras out there.
If, you know, I think they've got people around, like where they can call Miami, they can call San Francisco.
Come on, they have video where the guy comes out.
They have people around
on the 14th floor.
I'm talking about they hear something's going on.
1406,
and they go, hey, they call like some Miami camera guy that's a freelancer.
Yeah.
Say, hey, stick around here because we hear there's something going on there, and so. But
TMZ is so dirty.
It was almost
like
Michael Jackson. It was almost like Michael Jackson when
got that video.
What the kid? Carpet was his name, or whatever his name was, and he hung him over the balcony.
The kid did have a strange name. Yeah.
It was Blanket.
Yeah, Blanket.
All right, you guys, we got to take a quick timeout, man. A lot of people texting. A lot of people. 305-567-0560. No, we can't make this up. It's been a wild one. Oh, man, we need him. We need you, man. We need you, but I don't know how much you take. How much you take, Mom and Dad, before you put somebody in timeout or ground them. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. I tell you what, they do things a little differently. I'm talking about the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. When you walk through that front door, they got you. With more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial, get you multi-million dollar results, and small enough just to call you back. They believe communication in the law practice is very, very important, especially when you're talking about somebody getting injured and you're with another law firm and you feel like you're just another case that's not that important to them. You won't get treated like that. Not with the two guys I know very well, Harvey and Gary. They're going to put everything into getting you as much money and making you important every day. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews, partners who really care, and you can always get a hold of. That's important. Hey, man, you're going through an injury, and you want updates on it, they're going to give it to you. You will stay in communication with those guys, and if you're not getting that right now, why not? Maybe it's time to make a switch. Go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Bring us some good news of some kind.
All right, no Tyreek Hill in this.
That Luka thing, man, I got choked up last night. Bo, I don't know if you saw. He went
back. I'm getting there. Relax.
All right.
Jeez.
Sorry about that. He's trying to steal your thunder.
I know. First things first, the Masters started like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Love
and,
that. Love it.
A lot Jack of people.
Jack Nicklaus teed off first?
Yeah.
No, they do the ceremonial.
I thought you meant he was playing.
Jack Nicklaus.
They do that.
Gary Player.
Gary Player used to do it.
And I think they brought Tom Watson. They took Tom Watson because Arnold Palmer, or whoever was doing it before.
Yeah, Arnold.
Something like that.
They wheeled Tiger out there too?
Not yet.
No.
He's always got to be. He's always got to be like.
Yeah, he's hurt, man, isn't he? Didn't he just have another surgery?
Hurt, but you know, I mean,
sad.
You know,
he's the only golfer.
We got in this Tyreek thing, and he wants to blow the whole team up now.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
All right, blow it up.
Go ahead.
All right, we said no Tyreek this segment.
What else you got? That's not important.
Go ahead.
Anyway, back to the Masters. It is very popular, as you mentioned, Joe. The tournament only sells tickets through its lottery system. If you want to buy tickets, they say that it's a risk on the secondary market because it is strictly prohibited.
Well, I've been to it a few times.
You've been to the Masters.
I've been to the Masters.
Have you played? You haven't played.
Played there twice. I've been to the Masters three times.
You really suck.
So tickets. I was horrible. Huh. I mean, it was horrible. I was embarrassing.
But you still got to go.
I got to go.
You got to go hit crappy shots.
So here's the Masters ticket thing. It is true. It's a lottery.
Yeah.
And then they have a block set off for military, like, you know, veterans and stuff, which is a nice thing they do. But so you get the tickets and everyone sells them.
Yes.
Everyone that's in the lottery gets them, sells them. Cause it's a ton of money for them. So much so that there's one of the times I went, the guy that I bought the tickets from, said, this ticket, you got to be out by 12. You got the early segment. You can go in from 7 to 12. Then you got to get back and give me a ticket, and I give it to someone else from 12 to the rest of the day. So they can sell them twice a day.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
It's crazy. Huh. Wow. And let me tell you what, the people that are there,
friggin'
money.
Gorgeous, man.
So that's a little town. And you know, it's fun because you go up there, everyone's talking golf. Mm-hmm. Everyone's really into it. And, man, you got like, you know, Augusta's small. And it's overabundance of, you know, Lear jets and everyone's private jet and everything. It's amazing.
You don't belong to that club unless you got big dough.
And look, if you know when you walk out on that course, anybody you're standing next to could be, you know, a very, very wealthy person or very, very important
his own business.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo owns a business. Anyway, a 4-day pass. Right now, any idea what that would run you?
I would say a 4-day pass.
$3,000.
Three? No, I would say somewhere around 12, maybe more.
A 4-day pass right now, last minute, including taxes and fees. Four days.
Oh, no. That's got to be about $40,000 or so.
$26,212.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, Joe.
That's the last minute price right now, $26,000.
I told you that wasn't on the bucket list. That's not on the bucket list.
The crazy thing is the tickets, if you win the lottery, are cheap.
Yeah, they don't.
They're like $140.
So you go.
The four-day badge from Thursday to Sunday is $450.
You go there. You go to the concession stand there. There's nothing over like $4.
Yeah, the sandwiches, everything's cheap.
Sandwiches like $2.50. Sodas are $1.20. They don't gouge you.
Yeah.
They don't gouge because they don't gouge on the tickets. It's the resale.
Well, you know what else is nice about it? They don't run a lot of commercials on TV.
No.
You get a lot of golf. Yeah.
The weird thing is, though, they say that you're not allowed to resell the tickets.
Well, yeah.
Like, you take a risk buying them? Like, you're not allowed to resell them?
So the first time I was there, we were sitting behind 15. Is it the 15? Is that the par 5 that everyone goes to and two? You know, you hit over Race Creek?
Yeah.
So we were sitting behind there. And it was when Lee Trevino was winning on Saturday. And we were sitting there. So Lee Trevino, you know, finishes and he goes over to.
Yeah, bro, your ass went a long time ago.
He goes over. He goes over to the next hole. And so everyone, you know, no one's coming up because there's the last group. And so everyone starts walking to the next tee box. So we're walking over and I look back. Some guy comes in, sneaks through the rope because there's nobody there now. Goes into Ray's Creek and is like fishing balls out of Ray's Creek, and security like boom swarmed on him, takes it because if you get caught they take your badge and not only do they take your badge but the person that owns that badge doesn't get it anymore.
Mm. Oh, so by the way, you can enter the lottery goes from June 1st through the 20th. You can just go on there and apply. It is estimated that you have a 0.5% chance of winning.
Wow.
Less than 1%.
That's a tough ticket right there.
Yeah. Less than one. Well, yeah.
And yet everybody
grand.
I friggin' know. I go to dinner on Saturday night. I go to and Danny goes, yeah, Nat and I just got back. And Bo goes, yeah, I've played it 7 times. And Jimmy goes, yeah, I went up there with NBC 14 times to cover it. And I'm the only ass clown that's never been there that actually watches the whole friggin' thing.
Hey, you know who's going up there? Who's up there right now?
Who?
Our man Dr. Pasquale.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed our heart man's
well,
up
I
there.
Well, when I was getting my ablation, he's talking to me. He goes,
he's a big golfer,
he goes,
man.
Guess where I saw him playing golf down in Ocean Reef after I had my first one. And he comes and he goes, hey, guess where I'm going next week? I go, where? He goes, Master. I go, oh, you're going to love it up there.
I got to tell you, our heart doctors are doing great. Our other friggin' doctor's out at tennis at Indian Wells and text me. I want to let you know I'm in Indian Wells. I go, I'm going to get out there someday, Doc.
All right, a couple more quick ones for you here. First, Shedeur Sanders has signed an exclusive autograph card deal with Panini. He joins his former teammate Travis Hunter, who is also with Panini. Now, the licenses are going to change. They're all going to go to Topps.
Well,
right?
So will that be a card like that he signs and there's that one card deal?
Yeah, so like Topps will have the cards now. Well, they'll have the team logos on them, but you will not be able to find autograph cards of those two,
but they'll do maybe one or two. Like, is that what you're that
they the only way you will get their cards is if you buy a Panini product. They will not be allowed to sign for Topps,
right?
And this is, by the way, this is in all the sports now. These different companies are buying different. It's really
how much are all these guys making on these cards, all these players?
God, I have no idea.
It's not a few bucks.
No, I'm guessing they do well.
Well, did you see the Dodgers the Ohtani bobblehead day?
I could only imagine.
I mean, they said there were people. I think it was an afternoon game. People were there at 5 o'clock in the morning, lined up, and to get these in because they're only going to have a limited amount.
Wow,
people are nuts over bobbleheads.
And then when when they opened the gates, it turned out that they had enough for anybody that got in got one.
Wow.
And you had these people that were lined up for like 6 or 7 hours waiting to get in. But it was the Otani MVP bobblehead from last year.
He has one. I think he has one with his dog, too. They did a bobblehead of that one. But so they did the Conine bobblehead. It was packed.
Yeah.
That was a tough one to get, the Conine one.
Yeah, we tried to get a couple. They said no.
You struck out, huh?
Did not do well.
Your friends did not do too. Well. You didn't.
I am, no. Not getting that friend stuff. Not getting that friend stuff from Jeff Conine, if you're listening. Hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I can't believe it, man. We're there at a friggin' dinner. We're talking about this thing, and every one of you guys has not only been up there but played that. And thought, yeah, man, I was hacking it around. It doesn't matter. You were there hitting grounders, man. It's great.
I embarrassed myself there.
That's all right.
I shouldn't have been. You know, it's like going to, I don't know what I could relate it to. Well, it's like going to play at Augusta National when you can't play where the crap, you know.
I've had those moments. Hey, I got to tell you right now about something very important. Hurricane season's right around the corner. If you haven't done it and you're talking about doing, oh, we got to get those impact windows and doors. Oh, our roof is leaky. We need to, who can do all that? Well, I got somebody can do it all for you. Protect your home with Loctite impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you got an old or leaky roof and you'll go, well, maybe we'll wait one more year. Maybe we won't get hit with a big storm. Replace your old roof now and pay later. That'll really help you out. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Protect your home now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. You can call 954-500-LOCK. The professionals will answer and get you started and get that home protected before hurricane season because it's right around the corner.